T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pete, first off, your reaction to the proceedings today in federal court regarding Tonawanda Coke.
Well, Tom, I was very pleased. Judge Scretney, who is an excellent judge, went to great lengths to expound upon the great community interest in this case. And in doing so, he denied Tonawanda Coke's request to delay the hearing as to their alleged violations of the Clean Air Act and of their criminal probation, and instead we'll have that hearing this Friday on an expedited basis to determine whether or not Tonawanda Coke has violated the terms of their criminal probation, of their original sentence, and if so, how that sentence and the terms of the probation should be modified. And so I'm pleased that the judge sees the great community interests in terms of protecting our health and safety and of our residents, and that we're going to have this heard on our expedited basis.
Peter, in what ways do you think Tonawanda Coke has violated the probation?
Well, I'll leave that to the government. The United States Attorney's Office has laid out the allegations as to how they have perhaps violated those terms. I think what's at the forefront is there's been findings of opacity levels and emissions levels in excess of the standards that are governed under the Clean Air Act. And as such, on its face, be a violation. That would be part of what will be determined on Friday is, were there violations, which I think in large part, even Tonawanda Coke cannot really deny. And then if so, what would be the appropriate remedy in terms of dealing and holding them accountable?
Peter, how have residents in your district felt regarding Tonawanda Coke?
This has been a major concern, not just in my district, but I think really it's important for people to know the air is the air. It's not just the residents of the town of Tonawanda, the city of Tonawanda, and those on Grand Island. What we breathe, the air we breathe, you only get one set of lungs, and people are concerned. This is unprecedented, really, if you look at it in terms of a corporation being held criminally responsible in the first place. That speaks to the level of concern that many residents have, and now to be in a situation where there may indeed be, and most residents believe that it to be the case. The United States government believes that to be the case. They have violated the probationary terms of their sentence. People are concerned, and I think it's important that, I think it's great that this is being heard in a public court of law, and that that the court is sensitive to the community interest and is having these hearings on an expedited basis.
In your mind, should Tonawanda Coke be shut down?
I think that's a complicated question. I think first and foremost, they need to be held accountable. And so, yes, there needs to be, it's not as simple as just shutting down. They need to put on the table, and if they can't do so, then the government needs to provide a shutdown plan to stop, protect and mitigate the health concerns that are, affecting our community. It's not as simple as just shutting off the lights, as there's workers that wouldn't need to be retrained and find employment. There would be, we would need funding source to help deal with remediation, of the issues that have occurred. But I think first and foremost, we need them to be held accountable, and a plan needs to be put in place to ensure that, A, if they've violated the law, they're held accountable, and B, if the health and welfare of our residents and our taxpayers and our community is at risk, that they be held accountable for that, and that those issues be addressed, both financially and from a health standpoint.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.